This broadcast is not associated with Arrowhead Studios or Sony in any way, and is an original show by PV Production LLC. Please give the show a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to the show, comment your thoughts, good or bad. It really helps the show.
Previously on the Halloween Offensive.
We've known each other long enough.
What's this about?
GNR has an assignment for you.
I'm not doing this for you, Joe.
We'll all be damned if it isn't Bulldog himself.
Recon team, this is Stone. What's your status?
Stone, we're a mile ahead and approaching the designated bridge.
This is an excellent position. Let's deploy the...
You've got contacts coming up on your position at heading 330 north-northwest.
Should have a route displayed on your HUD. Do not deviate. The Eagles have a kill zone designated outside of the route.
Episode 1 was the call. Episode 2, the warning. And now, it's too late to turn back. The ghosts are real. The enemies evolved. And the cost of survival just came due. This is episode 3 of the Halloween Offensive, The Turning Point.
The battle at the outpost was brutal. We held the line, but it cost us. 2 soldiers didn't make it back, and 6 more were injured. 2 of them were sent to the local trauma center, while the rest were patched up on site. The convoy returned under the cover of dusk. The final miles blessedly quiet, no sign of the bugs following us. But the silence didn't bring us peace. Inside the outpost, the work continued. Weapons cleaned, equipment repaired, and wounds tended to. Everyone knew this wasn't the end. Just a momentary lull before the next storm. And while the sun dipped below the horizon, the real work was just beginning. Grayson's recon team was deep into decoding the genetic makeup of these bugs, searching for answers we desperately needed.
All right, here's the big picture. We've run comparative analyses on every sample collected during the last engagement. These aren't just minor mutations, they're full-scale genetic overhauls. What we're looking at here isn't evolution, it's transformation.
Transformation? You're saying they're not even the same species anymore?
Exactly. Now, the genetic divergence is staggering. It's as if they're rewriting their own DNA. The hunters, the lurkers, even the stalkers, they're becoming something entirely different. Something more specialized.
Specialized how?
Take the stalkers, for example. Their camouflage isn't just about blending in anymore. They've developed the ability to bend light around their bodies. We're talking near-perfect invisibility. It's a deliberate adaptation, and it's far more advanced than anything we've seen.
Then why could we see them when they were hit? If they're so advanced, why show up after a few hits?
Because it's not foolproof. The ability requires focus. When they're injured, distracted, or disorientated, they lose control. At least, that's my working hypothesis.
Great. So they're invisible until we hit them? Any good news in that report?
Good news? Maybe? Their rapid adaptations are so extreme that they might be compromising their functions. For instance, their ability to reproduce appears affected, but I'd have to study a live one.
Are you saying they're evolving themselves out of existence?
Possibly. But they're also becoming exponentially more dangerous in the short term. They might not need to if they can't reproduce at the same rate. They're optimizing to take us out before it even matters. It is one of the most studied parts of the bugs. They appear to have some kind of control over their DNA.
And we're just sitting here waiting for the next move. Fantastic.
Hold on. New results coming in. The genome changes are more significant than we thought. There's evidence they're coordinating. Their adaptations aren't just some random evolution. It's deliberate. That I'm sure of.
You mean they're working together on this?
It's like a hive mind, but on a genetic level. They're sharing data and improving collectively. Every engagement we have with them is making them stronger.
Then we stop engaging. Let's starve them of whatever it is they're feeding off.
It's not that simple. Avoiding them won't undo the changes. If anything, it'll just give them more time to prepare.
Then we don't give them that time. We keep them on the back foot. But first, we need command to understand what we're dealing with.
I'll send the report. Let's see if they're as eager to sit on their hands as they are to send us into the meat grinder.
Grayson, you always find the quiet spots. I swear it's like you've got a sixth sense for avoiding the noise.
Maybe I just know how to read people, Stone. It wasn't hard to guess you'd follow me out here.
Guilty as charged. Needed a break from the chaos, and maybe a little decent company.
Decent company. Flattery won't get you far, Lieutenant.
Wouldn't dream of it. Besides, I figured you'd appreciate someone to vent to. Even you can't keep all this bottled up forever.
Maybe I'm better at bottling things up than you think. But you're right. This, all of this, it's a lot. And sometimes it's easier not to think about what's next.
That's the thing, isn't it? Thinking about what's next. It's a dangerous game, especially for people like us.
You mean people who might actually care about each other?
Yeah, it's not just regulations. It's the stakes. If something happens, if I screw up because I'm thinking about you, or vice versa, it's not just us who'd pay the price.
I know, believe me. I've thought about it. More than I should. It's not fair to either of us. But that doesn't make it any easier.
Doesn't mean I don't think about it, Grayson. Every damn day.
Same here. But we're soldiers first, Stone. It's who we are. It's what we signed up for.
Lieutenant Stone and Grayson.
We can't afford to be anything else.
Lieutenant Stone and Grayson. Report to the briefing room. You've got new orders.
Well, duty calls. I guess we'll have to save this conversation for another quiet moment.
If we ever get one.
Let's cut to it. Command isn't giving us much of a choice here. They want a live stalker. I don't need to tell you how insane that sounds, do I?
No kidding. Catching one of these things alive? It's not just insane. It's suicidal with what we've got.
Agreed. But if we're going to do this, we need to think outside the box. Traditional traps won't work. They're too smart for that.
Smart's one thing, but they've got weaknesses, right? We know their camouflage fails when they're injured or distracted. Maybe that's a starting point.
All right, let's hear it. What kind of distraction are we talking about?
What we need is bait. Something they can't ignore. Maybe heat signatures or sound pulses. We could rig a decoy to draw one out.
And how do you keep it alive once it's out in the open? They're fast, strong, and lethal. We need containment ready to go before it even gets close.
Containment? With what? A net? Hell, I don't think we've got anything on base that could hold a stalker for more than a few seconds.
There's a chance the transport crates for the shield emitters could work. Reinforced, shock-resistant. They might hold up long enough if we can seal them inside.
It's a long shot, but it's something. What about manpower? We need a team to lure it in, another to seal the crate. And backup to cover both.
We're spread thin as it is. Best we can do is two teams, one to bait, one to capture. Backup's not an option unless the militia arrives early. And even then, it's dicey.
Dicey doesn't even cover it. We'd be sitting ducks out there. And what if more of them show up? We're toast!
Okay, let's simplify. We set a trap in a controlled area. Tight quarters where it can't maneuver easily. The decoy lures it in and we lock it down. Fast.
Tight quarters could work, but where? We can't risk using the outpost itself. And anywhere else leaves us too exposed.
What about the storage bay? Reinforced walls, limited access points. Might buy us the time we need.
Not the worst idea. Still a death trap if things go sideways.
Then we make sure it doesn't. We set explosives at the entry points as a last resort. If it gets loose, we bring the whole bay down.
All right. We've got the start of a plan. It's not a pretty one, but it's what we've got. Grayson and Stone, work out the details. I'll try to let Command know what we're gonna try.
Everyone fan out. Find out what's going on.
Stick to cover. We don't know what's out there.
I've got the north perimeter. Stay sharp!
Stone, right flank, look out!
Stone! Take the...
No!
Stone, catch!
Take it down!
Keep firing, don't let it... Grayson, cover me.
Stone, what are you?
Stone, fall back!
to take one of mine without you, bastard.
Hold up. You just took it down with a damn knife. Stone, Captain.
I know. We'll mourn later. Right now, we survive.
Get the perimeter locked down. No one rests until this place is secure. Keep those shields stable. I don't want another breach. We hold this line no matter what.
Alpha Team, lay down suppressing fire on the north flank. Beta Team, cover the east. Move like you've got a purpose!
The generator's still unstable. We're working blind out here. Half the diagnostic systems are fried.
Then we fix it the old-fashioned way. Grayson, get someone on that manual override.
First Sergeant, cover her team.
Grayson, you're covered. Move fast.
Wait. So that's when it happened? That's how the captain...
That's how he died. Quick and brutal. The Stalker came out of nowhere, and there was no time to react.
Still, a knife? That's something.
Not much of a choice. Bullets weren't landing clean, and the thing was too damn close. It was instincts. You don't think in a moment like that. You just act.
And that's when they started calling you Bulldog.
Damn right! You should have seen him. Blood on his face, standing over that thing like he just fought a damn war single-handed. The name just stuck.
Still, the knife. That's something.
It wasn't about the knife. It was about sending a message to the team. We had just lost our commander. I had to show we wouldn't back down. Not then, not ever.
Well, that, and he was very pissed off.
The generator's stabilized. For now. But that thing's on borrowed time.
Then we use every second it gives us. First Sergeant, get me a head count of anyone able to hold a weapon. Then get 3 teams of 5 and start a sweep of the outpost.
On it! Commander.
And Sergeant, there's never just one.
Private, go grab! Lieutenant, local militias inbound.
Good. Get everyone ready to move. Grayson, we're not leaving without a Stalker. Prep your team.
Already on it.
Let's make this count.
You want to know why they called it the Halloween Offensive? It wasn't just because of the bugs or the timing. It was because that night, everything changed. For us, for them, and for the war.
First Sergeant, give me a casualty report. I need to know who's still standing.
And who needs immediate evac.
We've lost half the company, Lieutenant.
15 confirmed KIA. Another 10 wounded bad enough they can't move on their own.
Then we're done here. Get word to the local militia. We need that escort to the settlement ASAP.
Damn it. And the generator?
It's fried.
We might get a few sparks here and there, but the power core is done for.
There's no fixing it out here.
Sir, what about the Stalkers? Can
man still wants one alive, right?
That's not a priority right now. We've got lives to save.
No, she's right.
But we're not leaving empty-handed. Grayson, get your team together.
We'll capture one during the retreat. You want to trap one of those things while we're already fighting to get out of there?
That's suicide!
Not if we plan it right. We've got the bait.
Our retreat will draw them in. We just need a trap big enough to hold it.
We could rig one of the damaged transport containers, reinforce it with what's left of the outpost's plating. It won't be pretty, but it might hold.
Do it. Get that container ready and prep the bait. Grayson, I want your team leading the capture operation. First Sergeant, you're on perimeter defense.
This better work, Lieutenant. Otherwise, we're all buck food.
Shields are down! Everyone, fall back to the convoy points! Move like your life depends on it!
Stick to formation. Keep the wounded in the center.
Grayson, is the trap ready?
Ready as it'll ever be. We've got one chance at this. Stone, make it count.
They're closing in on the east flank! We need more cover fire!
East team, light them up! Don't let anything get through!
Grayson, deploy the trap now. We've got to draw one in before it's too late.
Roger that. Recon team, with me. Set the bait and fall back into the defensive line.
It's in position. But wait, movement on the left.
Hold your fire. Let it come closer. Closer. Now!
We got it! It's... no... wait...
Specialist! Damn it!
That trap better hold. We just lost another good soldier to get it.
Good enough.
Stone, what's the plan?
The bugs are too close. We're not going to outrun them.
We're not running, Grayson. We're cutting them off.
Stone? You're talking about the nuke, aren't you?
Damn it. Fine. But you know this isn't just the end of a base. It's the end of a lot of hope.
Failsafe activated. 30 seconds. Hope's not in the base, Grayson. It's in us. We live, we fight another day. That's all that matters.
All units, this is Lieutenant Stone. We're triggering the failsafe.
This is for everyone we lost.
That concludes episode 3 of The Halloween Offensive. This episode was written and produced and directed by me, Grant Peavyhouse, featuring voice performances by Devin Keister as Lieutenant Stone, callsign Bulldog, Kat McQueen as Lieutenant Grayson, Brady Flanagan as the First Sergeant, Matt Ruckstar as the Captain, Ashley Peavyhouse as Soldier 2, Dwarven Dawn as Soldier 3, Emily Morris Lee as Past Soldier 4 and Recon Specialist 1, as Past Soldier 2 and Bartender, and myself, voicing Soldier 1, the narrator, Past Soldier 1 and 3, Recon Specialist 2 and 3. Next time on the Halloween Offensive,
Lieutenant Stone, Lieutenant Grayson, this is Colonel Hacker. I'm contacting you on behalf of Central Command. Your quick thinking and leadership saved countless lives.
Lost in the rush. Names on the wind.
Other things, huh? And here I thought saving your life a dozen times would count for something.
Inside of the dark. Ashes. We don't ever think.
isn't just a war for survival. It's a war we were never meant to win. They've turned us into pawns. Expendable in their grand experiment. And now, I'm left wondering. So light that fuse. What the hell do I do with this truth? Whatever comes next, one thing's clear. There's no going back now. The question is, how far am I willing to go?
PV Production LLC owns the rights and or holds licensing for music and sounds. This audio drama uses some AI voices and music in the production. If you are wanting to contact PV Productions LLC, please visit the website in the description. Thanks for listening.